Right, let's get into the questions. And up first, we have a question for you, Carolyn. Paul is on the line. Hello, Paul.
Hi there, Chris. Hi.
And you're in London.
Yes, I am.
What would you like to ask Carolyn?
If Earth was close to a big gravitational wave-causing event and somehow survived the actual blast, what would the gravitational wave feel like?
Carolyn, what do you think?
Oh, very good question. So if you are near a big event, well, let's we'll worry about how close in a minute, but let's work out what a gravitational wave does to you. And the thing about a gravitational wave is that these are travelling disturbances in the shape of space. They stretch and they squeeze space and everything in it. So if I'm facing incoming gravitational wave, and imagine I stretch my arms out, I'm going to be stretched and squeezed alternately from one fingertip to the other tip, while being squeezed and stretched in the opposite direction from the top of my head to the tip of my toes. So I've got that action going on, stretching and squeezing. And there's also another mode which will stretch and squeeze me from my shoulder to the opposite hip, and then from the other shoulder to the opposite hip. So you're being shaken internally like a jelly. You've sort of been wobbled in all these different directions. However, this is happening to all of us all the time, right? And you're not feeling it, are you? Right?
No.
And this is because these gravitational waves, most of them are incredibly weak. I mean, the kind of length that you get stretched. Well, we had the first detection was two 30 solar mass black holes that collided with each other a billion light years away. And that's one of the best detections we've had so far, the most sensitive detectors. And that stretched and squeezed a 4-kilometer-long laser by a distance less than a millionth of an atom. Okay, so gravitational waves are very weak. So then, but you know, Paul was very clever. He said, what if you're close to a gravitational wave event? And magically, we're somehow protected to whatever is, you know, where these black holes are colliding. Then it starts to get a bit more interesting because gravitational waves, well, how much you get stretched and squeezed depends on 1/1 the distance. So if you had an event like two 30 solar mass black holes colliding somewhere where the sun is, so 150 million kilometers away, the amount of distortion you might feel is of the order of tens of nanometers. I don't know whether you'd feel that.
So my nanodiamonds might feel it,
yeah,
because they are very small.
They're very small, but whether you might feel it in your body. So let's move the event a little bit closer, and maybe it's a few thousand kilometres away. Then the amount of distortion gets to be about a millimetre over the length of a body. Again, whether you feel that or not, it's really got to be a few hundred kilometres before you start in being stretched and squeezed over, you know, sort of 180 centimetres or so by 1 centimetre. Now, I'm reckoning you would feel that. I also don't think it would be very good.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be very good for you, would it?
No.
For your body to have that.
Well, you know, would your muscles stay attached to your bone? What would it do to the brain? And, you know, the absolute last thing I haven't told you about is the frequency that these gravitational waves are doing, the stretching, the squeezing. This is on sub-millisecond timescales.
Because they travel at the speed of light, gravitational waves, or thereabouts, don't they?
No, they travel at the speed of light.
And so therefore your body would be stretched and squeezed at the speed of light. So you probably wouldn't be, if it was going to squash and squeeze your brain at the speed of light, then it probably would mean you weren't aware of it.
No, the gravitational waves travel out from the disturbance at the speed of light. What I'm talking about is the old, between the stretching and squishing, that would be you stretch and squish on basis of, you know, less than sub-millimeter seconds. So I don't think your body would really survive that. So I think the answer to your question is you would be wobbled like a jelly, shaken from the inside out, and I don't think it would be very good news.
So, Paul, it would be a once-in-a-lifetime experience, I think, is what Carolyn's saying.
I still want to do it, though.
I think we'll leave that experiment out.
Paul, thank you very much for your call.